From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. There is an agreement to work towards an agreement. Today, Israeli and Palestinian leaders promise to begin regular high-level negotiations. Their goal is to reach an agreement by the end of next year that would allow for the creation of an independent Palestinian state. President Bush hosted this morning's meeting between Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert and Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas at the U.S. Naval Academy. Representatives from many other countries are also joining this Middle East peace conference in Annapolis, Maryland. We'll hear more about Syrian participation in a few minutes. First, NPR's Don Gagne reports on today's events.
This conference has been one of low expectations, the White House describing its only goal as offering encouragement to get stalled peace talks moving forward again. Now the Annapolis meeting appears to have accomplished that. A joint statement by Prime Minister Olmert and President Abbas was released following a morning meeting the two leaders held with President Bush. The statement itself was presented to attendees by Mr. Bush himself, who wore reading glasses as he read from papers he held in his hand.
In furtherance of the goal of two states, Israel and Palestine, living side by side in peace and security, we agree to immediately launch good faith bilateral negotiations in order to conclude a peace treaty, resolving all outstanding issues, including all core issues, without exception, as specified in previous agreements.
The document lays out a very specific timetable for negotiations to come. The first talks will take place on December 12th. The statement says the negotiations will be, quote, vigorous, ongoing, and continuous, with the goal of reaching a deal by the end of 2008. Permanent steering committees from each side will be set up to meet continuously throughout the process. The Israeli Prime Minister and Palestinian Authority President agreed to meet in person on a bi-weekly basis. President Bush, who's been criticized as not being aggressive enough in pursuing a Middle East peace deal during his nearly 7 years in office, said today the U.S. will play an active role.
President Abbas and Prime Minister Olmert, I pledge to devote my effort during my time as president to do all I can to help you achieve this ambitious goal.
Then it was Palestinian President Abbas's turn to address the conference. He spoke of this as a test of credibility, but not just of the Palestinians, but also of Israel, the United States, Arab and Islamic groups, and the entire international community. In the audience as he spoke were envoys from more than 40 nations that have endorsed this summit, including key Arab countries, most notably Syria and Saudi Arabia. Abbas said the Palestinian Authority would live up to commitments to combat chaos, violence, and terrorism. But he showed no sign of giving even an inch on some of the most difficult issues facing negotiators over the coming year. He spoke through an interpreter.
Here, I must defend in all sincerity and candor, and without wavering, the right of our people to see a new dawn, without occupation, without settlement, without separation walls, without prisons where thousands of prisoners are detained, without assassinations, without siege, without barriers around villages and mosques.
Finally, Israeli Prime Minister Olmert took the microphone. He opened by saying he had many reasons not to come to Annapolis at all. He cited past failures at finding a Mideast peace and what he called the dreadful terrorism against Israelis perpetrated by Palestinian terrorist organizations. But then, through an interpreter, he added this.
I came here despite the concerns and the doubts and the hesitations to say to you, President Mahmoud Abbas, and through you to your people and to the entire Arab world, the time has come. We no longer, and you no longer, have the privilege of adhering to dreams which are dissevered from the sufferings of our peoples.
Olmert spoke emotionally, and while talking of how the Israeli people have suffered, he said he recognized the suffering of Palestinians as well. But he also spoke directly to the representatives of Arab nations in attendance. He said it's time for all of them to recognize Israel and to establish diplomatic relations. He said that is critical to any successful peace agreement. Don Gagne, NPR News, Annapolis.